This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor post-midnight, hitting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, from where terrorist attacks against India have been planned and directed. Ministry of Defence in a statement said that altogether 9 sites have been targeted. The ministry further added that the actions have been focused, measured and non-escalatory in nature. The ministry informed that no Pakistani military facilities have been targeted. It added, India has demonstrated considerable restraint in selection of targets and method of execution. The ministry said that these steps come in the wake of the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack, in which 25 Indians and 1 Nepali citizen were murdered. The ministry said that armed forces are living up to the commitment that those responsible for this attack will be held accountable. There will be detailed briefing on Operation Sindoor later today. Meanwhile, Indian Army has said that Pakistan again violated the ceasefire agreement by firing artillery in Bimber Gully in Poonch Rajouri area. In a social media post, Indian Army said that it is responding appropriately in a calibrated manner. The Indian Air Force IAF will carry out a 2-day mega military exercise in Rajasthan along the international border with Pakistan from today. The IAF has termed it a pre-planned routine training exercise that will involve all the frontline fighter jets, including Rafale, Sukhoi 30 and Jaguar aircraft. According to a NOTAM or Notice to Airmen issued by the Airport Authority of India, the exercise is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. today and will continue until tomorrow at 9:30 p.m, restricting airspace in the affected areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that waters from India's river will now be used for the country's interests. Speaking at a private TV channel conclave in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said that India's water earlier used to go outside will now be used for India's interests and will be utilized for the country. Underlining a significant initiative undertaken by his government, the interlinking of rivers, the Prime Minister pointed out that for decades, water disputes dominated discussions, but his administration, in collaboration with state governments, has launched a major campaign to connect rivers. The Prime Minister cited key projects such as the Ken-Bethwa Link Project and the Parvati-Kalisind-Chambal Link Project, emphasizing that these initiatives will benefit millions of farmers by ensuring water accessibility.
पहले भारत के हक का पानी भी बाहर जा रहा था, अब भारत का पानी भारत के हक में बहेगा, भारत के हक में रुकेगा और भारत के ही काम आएगा.
The Prime Minister has congratulated Friedrich Merz on assuming office as the Federal Chancellor of Germany. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he looks forward to working together to further cement the India-Germany strategic partnership. The National Testing Agency has announced the results of the Common University Entrance Test for postgraduates, CUET PG 2025. The exams were held across the nation during March 13 to April 1 in the computer-based test CBT mode. Candidates who appeared for the examination can now access their scorecards through the official website. According to NTA, the final answer keys were used for preparing the results, which have already been uploaded on the official website of NTA. Meanwhile, the Common University Entrance Test, CUET-UG, has been postponed and will now begin from 13th of May. The National Testing Agency, NTA, announced last night. The exam was originally slated to begin tomorrow. The NTA said that the city intimation slips will be issued today. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets under the DLS method in a dramatic match at Wankhede Stadium last night. Batting first, Mumbai Indians were restricted to a below-par 155 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Gujarat Titans chased down the revised target of 147 in the last ball of the match after 2 rain interruptions. Skipper Shubman Gill was GT's top scorer with 43. He was declared player of the match. Today, host Kolkata Knight Riders will face Chennai Super Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.